very happy in his work. He had a lot of friends. He was involved with cattle, you know, showing cattle at shows, and he had a circle of friends there as well. And, you know, no matter what county he went into, Gavin would have had a few friends, you know, so he would have been very happy chap, you know.
Maureen, how did you hear the news that Garvin had been found?
My daughter and son-in-law came up on Tuesday evening, and they came in and they just said that they had some bad news for me. And I just knew that it must have been Garvin had been found. We got relieved, I suppose, but always had a wee glimmer of hope at the same time, even though I knew in my heart and soul that, you know, it was too long to go missing, to be returned alive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so his body was got in a lake. The car, there was a fisherman or a man of the sea, I don't know exactly what he was doing, but he was on a boat, and there was stabilizers on the boat to make the boat stationary while he did his work out in the lake. And three prongs. There were four prongs on the boat, but three of them would only anchor for him. And the third, which was discovered later when he called the Gardaí, and they got the people, the divers, and they discovered that the fourth was catching on Garvin's car, the roof of Garvin's car. So then the Gardaí and, you know, everything was done very, very, they had the priest there, and, you know, everything was done very meticulous, you know, and then he was brought to Galway for post-mortem, and he was released yesterday evening, but we don't have any results or and the car is still being examined, so you know, I just don't know actually what happened to him.